Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Israeli politicians warn against a Palestinian state. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
When the United Nations General Assembly meets, there will be many countries that will recognize a Palestinian state, and Israeli political leaders warn that a Palestinian state within the present borders of the nation of Israel would be a political tsunami, to quote the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who in 1998 offered Yasser Arafat 98% of Judea, Samaria, and the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned in 2002 that a Palestinian state would demand the powers of any nations, for example, controlling borders and airspace, be allowed to stockpile military weapons, and to have a standing army that could be used in military action against the State of Israel. Many of the Israeli political leaders, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, say a Palestinian state would be the result of the Israelis creating with their own hands a threat to the very existence of the Jewish people. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Israeli government allowing for and even creating a Palestinian state would, in fact, be like committing suicide, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The debate in political capitals continues to intensify for the creation of a Palestinian state within the present borders of the Jewish State of Israel. United States and European leaders are working towards having the two sides, the Israelis and the Palestinians, come to the table and work out an agreement that would, in essence, create the first Palestinian state ever. Now, that statement is based upon over 2,000 years of history when there never was a Palestinian state anywhere in the world, much less the Middle East. There are no facts in history that there ever was a Palestinian state, a notion that seems contradictory to all the Palestinian propaganda. As the world watches this conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians, I must take you to the prophetic passages in God's Word for the end-time scenario for these two peoples. Genesis 25, verse 23, declares that the two boys born to Rebekah and Isaac would one day become two nations. Jacob and his 12 sons have become the Jewish State of Israel. Esau, twin brother of Jacob, has become the Palestinian people of today, according to their own history and a thorough study of the Bible. Ezekiel 35, Malachi 1, Jeremiah 49, and the little book of Obadiah reveal that Esau's descendants, the Palestinian people of today, will in the last days kill the Jews and try to take their land. This conflict will continue until the Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes back to earth and destroys the Palestinian people forever. That's Obadiah verse 18. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...